Dr. Pinsky dictating at Mail IME on Adam Ward, W-A-R-D. Adam Ward is a 33-year-old male who reports he injured his back at work on 6/13/19, although the listed date of injury is 7/9/14. Period. He associates his injury to unspecified lifting at work. Period. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. Further evaluation led to a diagnosis of nerve damage and damage to two discs. Period. He did undergo an injection in October 2019, but not outright surgery. Period. He's no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Ward alleges he was unloading a truck with cases of soda on 6/13/19 and injured his back. Period. Treatment records show he was seen at Concentra on 6/13/19. Period. When seen at Concentra on 6/13/19, he complained of a lower back injury. Period. He was pulling product from a top shelf that morning, weighing less than 20 pounds, and a few stops later, he felt pain in his lower back and his muscles were getting tight. Period. He denied any bowel or bladder problems. Period. He said 2 years ago, he lifted the door on the truck and it got jammed, causing injury to his low back. Period. He responded to 2 weeks of physical therapy. Period. After a clinical exam, Dr. Williams diagnosed him with lumbar strain and referred the petitioner for physical therapy. Period. He continued to be seen at Concentra over the ensuing weeks and months. Period. Some of the highlights of that treatment are on 8/12/19, when he was referred for lumbar x-rays and orthopedic referral. Period. On 8/19/19, he told Dr. Kennedy that his pain was hidden by the muscle relaxers he is taking. Period. He was icing every hour, and that seemed to help. Period. He did not have a foot drop on exam. Period. His diagnoses were lumbosacral radiculopathy in addition to the lumbar strain. Period. Medication adjustments were made, and he was referred for physiatric consultation. Period. New paragraph. On 8/21/19, he was seen by physiatrist Dr. Zing, X-I-N-G, period. She noted the lumbar x-ray from 8/11/19 was unremarkable. Period. She diagnosed low back pain, common left lumbar radiculopathy, more in an L5-S1 nerve root distribution. He was responding well to physical therapy with resolution of left leg pain, but flared up by driving. Period. She ordered a lumbar MRI and recommended an injection via selective nerve root block after review of the MRI. Period. Physical therapy would be resumed after the injection. Period. On 8/28/19, he saw Dr. Kennedy, this time to review the lumbar MRI. Period. Reportedly showed herniation and desiccation at L5-S1 with leftward protrusion compressing the thecal sac, as well as what looks like left S1 nerve root inflammation. But he also has left L5-S1 facet and ligamentum flavum. Period. Had posterior process to laminate inflammation. Period. He re- returned on 9/4/19, reporting his back was feeling good and he had no pain. Period. He was nevertheless continued on modified work activities. Period. At follow-up on 9/23/19, he stated the cortisone had shot for his herniated disc 10 days ago, made him feel better, but he still had a little soreness where the shots were given. Period. He felt immediate pain from the epidural injection on 9/13/19. Period. He was still on light duty. Period. Mr. Ward saw Dr. Zing again on 10/9/19. Appears he noted the MRI. Showed left-sided L5-S. Scratch that. He was status post left-sided L5-S1 selective nerve root block on 9/13/19. Pretty got significant relief from the injection. Pretty had intermittent pain with extension, and still had stiffness when sitting or bending over. Pretty continued to do physical therapy. Period. Overall, she noted his left-sided lumbar sacral verticulopathy at L5-S1 had resolved. Pretty did have a large L5-S1 disc herniation per the MRI. Period. She opined he should continue with physical therapy and activity modification. Period. Mr. Ward saw physician assistant Matthew, M-A-T-H-E-W, on 10/23/19 when his back pain was 1/10. Period. Ongoing care at Concentra was rendered, and on 11/20/19, Dr. Zing learned his low back pain symptoms were resolving. Opined his low back pain symptoms were resolving. Period. She made adjustments in his activity modifications. Period. The last visit at Concentra was on 12/4/19. Period. Ms. Matthew released him from care at maximum medical improvement. Period. He was released to full duty with no restrictions. Period. New paragraph on 8/21/19. He was seen by Dr. Gottwald, the G-O-T-T-W-A-L-D, who works with Dr. Zing. Period. He diagnosed lumbar radiculopathy, numbness and tingling, foot numbness and low back pain. Pretty recommended continued therapy and follow-up with Concentra. Pretty an MRI was also to be considered. If he did not respond in 6 months, period EMG was done by Dr. Gottwald on 8/21/19. Period. It showed moderate acute S1 radiculopathy on the left. Period lumbar MRI was done on 8/27/19 to be inserted. Period. New paragraph on 9/13/19, Dr. Zing performed left-sided L5 and S1 selective nerve root block. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but active flexion was minimally limited to 80 degrees. Period motion was full in extension, bilateral rotation, and side bending without discomfort. Period Supine straight leg raise and maneuver on the left at 80 degrees. Elicit or only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period on the right at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular complaints were elicited. Period impressions on 6/13/19. Mr. Williams injured his back at work, moving product in his truck. Period, he was seen at Concentra the same day when he was diagnosed with a lumbar strain and initiated on conservative care. Period, he participated in physical therapy. Period, he eventually was seen by Dr. Zing within Concentra. Period, on 9/13/19, she performed a facet injection. Period, he also had EMG by Dr. Gottwild that showed the aforementioned radiculopathy. Period, lumbar MRI was done on 8/27/19. Period, the petitioner felt, responded quite favorably to the injection and was released from care to full duty on 12/4/19. Period. New paragraph, the current examination of Mr. Ward is unrevealing. Period, he had virtually full range of motion in the lumbar spine, and provocative maneuvers were negative for clinically significant disc pathology, spinal stenosis, radiculopathy, ultraset arthropathy. Period, he did not utilize a handheld assistive device for ambulation. Period, new paragraph, there is 7.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. This is for the orthopedic residuals of the abnormalities on his MRI, as well as an acute left S1 radiculopathy. These were treated successfully with medications, activity modification, and injection therapy. Period. Mr. Ward has been able to resume his normal work tasks at the insured. Period. He does experience some back pain and nerve pain on the left calf and sole of his foot at the end of the week. Period. He's not taking any prescription anti-inflammatories or narcotic analgesics. Period. And that is the end.